Nolte, Republicans lead by 11 points on generic congressional ballot. By John Nolte on March 18, 2022. The 2022 midterm elections are now 235 days away, and Republicans have an 11-point lead in their bid to recapture control of Congress, writes Rasmussen reports. And not only does the GOP enjoy an 11-point lead, but the GOP has also hit the magic 50% mark. Currently, 50% of likely voters will vote for the Republican ticket in November, compared to just 39% for Democrats. The GOP is even winning support from 11% of Democrats. Independents favor the GOP by a whopping 19 points, 46-27%. Most shocking is that 28% of black voters choose the Republican Party, while only 62% support Democrats. That number needs to favor Democrats by 85-15 to have a chance. A gander at the Real Clear Politics poll of polls shows that the Rasmussen poll is not a wild outlier. Currently, the Republican Party averages almost 47% support while Democrats sit at just 43%. Recent polls from Insider Advantage and the far-left Washington Post have the GOP up by 8 and 7 points, respectively. What's important to keep in mind is that polling has, for decades, consistently and artificially favored Democrats. Polling almost always overestimates Democrat support and underestimates Republican support. In all the years I've been watching politics, I cannot think of a single instance where I've been shocked at how well Democrats performed on an election night. You're never surprised because the polling always favors Democrats. What this means is that, historically, unless Democrats are up by an average of 4 or 5 points in the generic congressional poll, they lose. If the generic congressional poll shows a tie, the GOP romps. Well, look at these polls. Again, I'll go back to my prediction. Unless the GOP catches this insane war fever surrounding Ukraine, the 2022 midterms will not only see Democrats crushed but mark a political realignment in the country. The Democrat Party has lost the working class, and now, as we saw with that double-digit swing in Virginia last year, lost parents. Democrats are losing Hispanic voters, black voters, and anyone who doesn't support violent crime, mentally ill men sharing a locker room with their daughters, prepubescent kids groomed in the classroom, high gas prices, record inflation, open borders, and Americans being held hostage in Afghanistan. The Democrats have become the party of billionaires, perverts, and billionaire perverts. Don't forget that something else Rasmussen found in its polling is that 62% support Florida's Don't Groom Little Kids bill. That includes 49% of Democrats. Another problem for the party of billionaire perverts is a significant drag called Joe Biden. Despite all the trappings of his State of the Union address and being seen as a wartime president, his job disapproval rating has spiked back up 54.8%. Conversely, his job approval rating has nosedived to just 40.9%. Heaven knows, the GOP can still blow this. If they allow themselves to get caught up in this moral panic around Ukraine, this lunatic neo-McCarthyism where extremism against Putin and Russian civilians proves your purity, the GOP will blow it. But if they fight to keep us out of this war and focus on what matters to America and Americans, we can see what happened in Virginia happen all over the country. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.